Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Great topic today. It is wheat stock. It's that time of the year, and we're going to get that conversation started right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA National singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore. Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox. Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Friday, August 12th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host here, and joining me this morning is Dwayne Dunlap and Jim White, and we are talking about wheat stock. It is happening this weekend in Helix. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, boys.
Well, listen, we got much to talk about. I know I'm going to learn something this morning, as I always do on this program. What's on tap for this year's wheat stock?
Well, we've gone above and beyond, I think, this year. Usually we have one headliner, and we've kind of made this into a red dirt Texas music scene, and this year we have three bands out of Austin. Our headliner is Josh Abbott Band, and he's literally on the Texas music charts in the top 10 continually. We're totally excited about him. Then Giovanni and the Hired Guns, who are going to blow the socks off this place. They're a little more kind of country rock, I guess. They've got a lead singer, Kid Giovanni, that's got a voice on him like unbelievable. And then we got Mickey and the Motorcars, and all three of those bands are out of Austin. And Mickey and the Motorcars grew up, they're the Braun Brothers in Stanley, Idaho. And we had Reckless Kelly 2 years ago, and there's four brothers, and that's two of the brothers. And now we got Mickey and Gary Braun, who are Mickey and the Motorcars. So they were a last-minute pickup that is hard to believe we got them. So we have basically three headliners to end out the show. Locally, we've got, of course, the party band of the Umatilla County in Eastern Oregon, Imperial Twang, and Jim White's our drummer, but Jim White drums for every band in Eastern Oregon, too. And we got Frog Hollow Band out of the valley, Walla Walla Valley over there. Really a popular band. They write a lot of their own music. And to open the show, we have a band, it's called Ragland, and they're from Oklahoma, and they've got a lead female singer that rivals any voice in country music today.
So, well, this sounds exciting. I know it's always a big event. Let us know when the music starts.
Gates open at 2. Music starts 2:30-ish to 3 o'clock. We're not going to sit around out there once the gates get open. And then it's just roll on. It's a lot of logistics this year because these bigger bands don't let you backline them. They want to set their own trap sets and drum sets. So we've got a lot of moving parts this year.
And tell us about the new party bus that's operating between the Moto Lodge in Pendleton and the festival in Helix.
Yeah. you know, we've been talking about this for years, and we went to Elite Taxi, and I talked there with Matthew, the man that runs it. Oh, he's a young man, and we just got it lined up where Motor Lodge is our lodging sponsor, and we're going to have a shuttle from there every hour from 2 o'clock on to bring people out, and if they want to come back earlier, and they can pick up a bus out there, and we're just going to try and keep people safe and sound and happy.
Sounds good. Do ticket holders have to leave when the music is over?
Yeah, there's nothing left. we actually close the gates. There's no re-entry after 7 o'clock. We have camping out there, and it's free if you have a ticket. But once 7 o'clock hits, you're either in or you're out, and that's just pretty standard. A lot of places don't let you leave from the time you walk in the gate. So we want to honor those campers out there that come out, and it's quite a scene out there.
What should people bring to the arena?
Well, don't bring your dog. Don't bring an umbrella. I'm sorry about that. It's a flat arena that, you know, we put it into grass. I just mowed it yesterday, and it's fantastic. You can take your shoes off and never put them on the rest of the day. No coolers, of course. Just the minimal stuff. We supply water. We've got great vendors. We've got, of course, a beer garden, and Hodgin Distributing helps us out there. Yeah, and, you know, I've had a couple, three people ask, well, can I bring an umbrella? And it just doesn't work. You put your umbrella up, and somebody behind you is a little irate. And so we just, you can rent a cabana, but they're always sold out almost immediately. So I just saw the weather report for next Saturday, and it was going to be pretty hot. Now the high's 91, which is absolutely perfect for an outdoor festival.
I would advise people to bring the sunscreen. I know if you're like me, you have to bathe in it because, I burn easily.
Yeah, you know, bring a nice sun hat.
Exactly. And you mentioned the drink vendors. Tell us about the food.
Oh, man. We have three top-of-the-line vendors. We've got La Monarca out of the Walla Walla Valley, which is Spanish, Mexican. They go that way, and they're award-winning. We got Smoking Bandits, who does brisket and, you know, all kinds of barbecue and smoked meats, which, again, you can't beat them. And we have a donut lady that actually shows up out there and makes fresh donuts. And last year, she got overwhelmed. She didn't realize how many donuts she was going to sell. And, you know, it's a family deal, lots of kids, but we have those three, and they do a great job, and you're not waiting in line for 30, 40 minutes to get food, and their prices are good, and they've all been with us a couple, 3 years at least, so yeah, we're real happy with our vendors.
Talk about the family-friendly part of Wheatstock. I take it is a family-friendly event. Jim?
Oh, yeah, that's the best part of it for me. I get the biggest kick out of watching these kids running around and just having a ball. They got the bouncy houses, of course, again this year, and kids really take advantage of that. It's completely family friendly. With all that grass and the kids running around and the bouncy houses, it's safe, it's clean, and the kids are just having a ball, and I get the biggest kick out of watching them.
All right. Very good. Well, again, talking to Jim White and Dwayne Dunlap about Wheatstock. We're going to take our first break, come back, talk more, and learn a lot more about Wheatstock right after these words.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money, and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Need parts for your washer or dryer? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton can help. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We have all the hoses and electrical pigtails, all that to hook it up from the electrical point of it and the hose part of it also. And then we have all the vent tubing and stuff for the dryers to hook up the vents on the backside.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning talking about wheat stock, which is happening this weekend, in fact tomorrow, and we're talking with Dwayne Dunlap, the founder of Wheat Stock, and Jim White. And Dwayne, tell us about tickets and how people can get them.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow. It's next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday. I'm sorry.
I was going, man, we got a lot of work to do. Yeah, tickets, you can get them online at wheatstock.org. You can get them at the gate. They're $59, which is a steal of a deal. Under 12, family, like Jimmy was talking about, we want all families 12 and under, kids are free. Active military, we've always supported the military. They're free. And just come on out, support us. We're a nonprofit, and we give scholarships at Helix High School, and we support a Wounded Warrior program out of Enterprise, which is now called Across the Divide, and it's stellar what they do for those kids that come back and need some help, and we're really glad to be part of their situation.
Any idea over the years that Wheatstock's been going on, I know it's been going on for quite a while, how much money you've given back to the community?
I'm guessing between 40 and 60,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, for a town of 100 people, you know. We're really proud of what we do. Like I said, nobody's taken a penny out of this pot, and it's one of the few music festivals that is like that, and that's fine. You know, I don't have any problem with capitalism. And Jackalope Jamboree this year, they blew it out of the park. I mean, and we, you know, we're like big brother, little brother. You know, they come to ours, we go to theirs, and it's all about music and having fun. We're all highly motivated music people.
I'll have you recap here in a second who all is going to be at Wheatstock this year. But I imagine to bring people into Helix, as you mentioned, small town. However, you got people coming in from all over, as you had mentioned. And you got a wonderful list of sponsors that make this all happen. Who's making this happen? Who's getting involved?
You know, obviously, this wouldn't happen without people that have been with us. This is actually the 15th year, but the 14th show. There was a year there, something went haywire with all of us, and we didn't get to do it. But yeah, we got CHI, St. Anthony Hospital, Clickit RV, Kind Leaf, Tyco Body and Paint, K-Wheat. You guys are a big sponsor, you know, an in-kind sponsor, and you've always supported us. Stephanie out here, she's on our board now, so that makes things easy. You know, you need advertising people. And Tom Wynn, Dunlap Irrigation, Hill Meat Company, there's a Farley and Company, you know, there's too many. I could just keep going here. You know, Savaya Winery, and I say Hodgin Distributing out there, they're invaluable. I mean, they just do whatever we ask and with no questions.
Now, if I were going out to Wheatstock for my first time, what can I expect? What should I do to really have a good time with either myself or my family? Jim?
Well, basically, it's like a music festival. So, I mean, that's what it is. So just basically bring your appetite, bring your thirst, bring your love for music. Bring your lawn chair so you can sit out there in that beautiful grass that Dwayne's worked so hard to build. And Larry Parker, I got to throw a shout out for Larry Parker because he's a Helix resident farmer out there that's worked diligently keeping the water on that grass and whatnot. So shout out to Larry Parker. Just, you know, bring your fun thoughts, your chair, your kids, and just come on out and enjoy the music. It's pretty simple.
We were joking in the break that not everybody knows where Helix is. What's the best way to point people in the right direction?
It's easy. Go out Highway 11 towards Walla Walla, and at the Helix Junction, we have a big sign up, two-sided sign. Turn left and stop when you hit the town. It's the only town out there. And you take a first left, and you drive to the rodeo arena. You can't miss it because lots of people start, they'll start showing up with RVs and stuff this weekend. Yeah. You know, and the RV and camping, like I said, it's all free. You know, a lot of these places you're paying 50, 60 bucks a night. And if you got a ticket, which we got a board member that goes out there and makes sure everybody has a ticket, and it's just let her buck, rock and roll. Like Jim said, it's really a lot of fun.
And I got to ask, what's your favorite story? And I'll ask both of you this question. Dwayne, I'll start with you. What's your favorite story from a Wheatstock of the past?
Well, I got stuck
and remember,
on Stony
we're on the radio.
LaRue's bus. Yeah, we had a red dirt guy here, Stony LaRue, who's still huge. And he took me on his bus, and I just barely got off it. And I didn't get off near soon enough.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Like I said, this is a family show.
Yeah, no, it was all good. It was all
okay.
Legal.
Okay. And,
but yeah, there's a lot of them.
Jim?
I think my favorite thoughts of 1 year we had a bouncy house out there for the kids, but it ran with water in it, a great big slide and water. And we run that water for those kids, I don't know, 6-7 hours. We don't do it anymore because after several hours, there wasn't any room for that water to go. So, but these kids in those bouncy houses with that water and those water slides, just half-naked kids running around soaking wet, just screaming and yelling and just having a ball. Just like I said earlier, I enjoy watching the kids. So that year we had the bouncy house with the water slide. It was incredible.
And, Jim, Dwayne mentioned a drummer. Have you performed at Wheatstock? Memories of performing?
Yes, I've performed there many times with a couple of different bands, and we're lucky enough to play again this year. I'm playing with Imperial Twang, with a second band out. So, yeah, I've had many, many opportunities as a local drummer to play Wheatstock, and trust me, it is so, it's an honor. It just is to be able to step up there and play on a huge stage like that, using professional sound guys, professional stage, and to step up there and play when you guys got, we have people taking care of everything like you're some kind of hotshot. It's a lot of fun, and it's memorable, and it's honorable.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break, come back, kind of recap some of the things we've talked about. Wheatstock coming up next Saturday. And anyway, lots going on, lots of fun. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Who will take care of your funeral arrangements? You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Richard Stapleman and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I went to the Center for Ozone Therapy for a 21-year-old injury that had hindered all of my basic abilities from exercise to work. And since the injections, I have been nothing but all smiles, new activities, exercising again.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Every year, the City of Pendleton and the city's transit contractor Elite Taxi adjust their routes to accommodate free bus rides to and from our popular summer destination sites like the Aquatic Center and Splash Pad. Letter Bus Transit runs Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For route and schedule information, go to the City of Pendleton website. Letter Bus Transit, brought to you by the City of Pendleton and Elite Taxis. Ride the bus.
Get ready to say bingo. The $10,000 bingo is at Wild Horse Resort Casino on Sunday, August 21st in the Rivers Event Center. Doors open at 11 a.m. Warm-ups start at 2 p.m. and main session begins at 2:30 p.m. Buy-in at the door. For more information, visit wildhorseresort.com. $10,000 bingo happening on Sunday, August 21st in the Rivers Event Center at Wild Horse Resort and Casino in Pendleton.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Dwayne Dunlap and Jim White talking Wheatstock, which is next Saturday. And before we go any further, Dwayne, I know you wanted to get some words in here. Every year on the posters for Wheatstock, there's an individual that you feature on that. There's kind of a story behind that.
Yeah, there is. His name was Adrian Stump, and he's a local kid that worked right across the street here. He flew Chinook helicopters, and he got shot down in Afghanistan and lost his life. And his mom and dad are good friends of all of us out there on the board. And we've always put on our posters, our whatever we can do is, you know, we dedicate this show to him and to all our fallen soldiers around here. But we knew him, and so it's kind of a special thing to all of us.
And for those that may just be tuning in, again, Wheatstock is next Saturday. Run through again the list of performers. Who can we expect to see perform at Wheatstock?
Okay. One thing I want to say real quickly is Jim White and I are the old guys on this board. And he would never say this, but he is the best drummer in this part of the country. He's fun to watch. He never misses a beat. And he actually sat in on a drummer, a band out there one time that didn't show up with a drummer. He knew none of their songs and did it all, but he's a great guy, and I love him dearly. But, yeah, let's get to it. Ragland, they're from Oklahoma. They opened the show about close to 3 o'clock, right around 3 o'clock. Then Imperial Twang comes on. These are all about hour sets of music. Then Frog Hollow Band. Then we get to the Texas bands, Mickey and the Motorcars, Giovanni and the Hired Guns, and Josh Abbott Band. He's the headliner, and he'll end the show. And usually we're done about 11 o'clock, somewhere around there. It's not a real late 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, unless you want to make it that, and some do. I go home and go to bed.
And remind folks how to get tickets.
Yeah, weedstock.org. You can get tickets at the gate. Like I said, don't bring a cooler. We band you with a band on one arm for entry and one for the beer garden if you're 21. And it's going to be a rock and roll show, folks. We're going to have three of those huge Prevost buses out there. We're trying to figure out where we're going to put them all. And this thing is just, the board is fantastic. We have a lot of fun. We meet year-round, and we're already working on next year's music.
And again, this is in Helix, and if you don't know where that is, just follow the traffic, and you'll get right to there. And then also, it is a family-friendly event, as Jim mentioned, and Jim says that there's all kinds of things for the family to do, and you'll get to see Jim perform as well.
I'll be there.
All right, and we got about a minute left here. Any last things people need to know, or you guys want to share?
You know, it's been it's really an altruistic show, and everybody, the mood out there is light and airy, and the arena is good. And I want to say one thing: Helix, Oregon, it's so close yet so far out.
All right. And also, for those of you, the new party bus that's operated between the Moto Lodge in Pendleton right. And the festival in Helix, that's happening as well. Again, it's happening next Saturday. And for more information, go to wheatstock.org. Dwayne Dunlap, Jim White, thanks for coming in this morning and telling us about Wheatstock.
Well, thank you for having us. Yeah. This year's show is going to be awesome. Hope to see everybody there.
All right, very good. Well, if you don't have plans to attend, you got a week to figure it all out. Next Saturday, Wheatstock, and that's going to do it for this edition. Everybody have a fabulous Friday, a wonderful weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday with another edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.